You are now tuned in to the Essentials on homegrownradio.net. We're broadcasting from Play Nice in Long Beach. So shout out to the homies Wes and Ryan for letting us create a temporary home here. So I am Groovy Liz.
It's your girl Callie Allie.
And Skywalker Mike.
We actually have another person that's joining us tonight that's going to help out here, keep the conversation flowing real quick. Let me check if his mic is on. Oh, yeah, you're prepared.
Check 1, 2, 1, 2. I don't normally do this.
It's cool. Okay. It's cool. You got this.
This
you got
is this. Exciting.
I did, right? When Liz was...
Yeah.
What?
When Liz wanted to leave.
Yeah, you wanted to leave?
Really?
Yeah, you're like, yeah.
I don't remember this, but all right.
Was I there? I don't even remember that.
Oh, right. Maynard was my replacement. Yeah, I do. Temporary.
Anyway, make sure you guys edit that out.
No edits. It's all right, it's all raw.
We have an interesting guest tonight.
Yes.
Coming, you're from the IE, right?
Yeah, I'm from Fontana, California.
Hey,
909.
Fontana.
Yeah, damn,
you
want to
intro yourself real quick?
My name is Day Zen. I'm from Fontana, based in LA. Singer, rapper, producer. Yes, that's it.
Yeah, you do it all, actually.
I try to. Yeah, I get paid too. So.
Nice. And I feel like your personality, or just from me meeting you, it totally reflects in your music.
Interesting. Why do you
say
that?
Yeah, because it's just you're bright.
I'm bright.
Your music is bright. It's definitely bright. It's not what I expected, to be honest. It was very, I was like, whoa, okay, you went there.
Okay.
A lot of instrumentation. So
yeah, I'm a musician first and foremost.
Yeah.
So yeah, definitely.
That's tight.
Yeah.
But I was actually introduced to you via my friend, Mr. Mayna.
This is Mayna. What's up, everyone?
You just... So Maynard, how did y'all even like come together, even meet in college?
Long story short, we went to the same school, Loyola Marymount University. That was like 2010, 2011, I don't even know, so long ago. But we just kind of met off of mutual interests and friends and just people we knew through class. And somebody introduced me to him and was like, oh, this is my friend Drew, he raps. And I was like, cool. And I was like, oh, okay, like you should listen to his records. And I was like, all right, cool, I'll check it out. And it was mostly just based off of friendship, really. And that just kind of developed. But I want to begin with you, Drew. Start from the beginning, kind of like.
Yeah, we met in AA. That was all a lie. None of that was true. We don't know each other from college. I went to LMU, and I played music growing up. I started writing songs, and, you know, that's what you do in college. You start rapping like everybody else over fucking headlines by Drake and shit. Yeah, just started doing stuff like that, and one thing led to another, and I was basically, like, trying to finesse the audio engineering kids to, like, record myself for free, so I was, you know, big upping them a lot. Started making as many records as I could, people found out, and it's pretty much been a wrap since then.
But how was high school, though? So take us back to, like, the beginning.
Yeah, okay, you can try.
Because you mentioned you were doing band at one point, right?
Oh, yeah, we'll bring that
up. So how was that like?
Okay, yeah. No, I mean, I was in marching band. I'm in fucking high school. I love music. I'm from a music family. My grandpa taught me how to play the piano when I was, like, 6 or 7. And, that's what we do. We play music. So it's always kind of been a part of me.
Was the marching band something that you wanted to sign up for, or was it something that your parents pushed on for you?
So I got in trouble in music class my freshman year. And the music teacher said, oh, stay after class. I was like, fucking, here we go. And he told me, okay, I want you. I got in trouble for talking in class. So he was like, all right, Lauren, since you're a smart ass, I want you to play scales on this marimba, which is like a xylophone. He thought he could like put me out and make me look stupid. Yeah, and I was like, I play piano. So I played it. And he was like, all right, play this scale. And I was like, all right, here we go. So he's like, talk to me after class. So he's like, I want you to try for the drum line. And Nick Cannon was popping at the time. Like, keep that in mind. Like, this shit was hot. Okay, I was like, I'm about to play in the drum line. It's going to be great. So I showed up after class, and he was like, nah, we need trumpet players, so you're playing the trumpet. And I was like, damn, that's super weak. But, I did it, and learned a new instrument, fell in love with it, and, just kind of kept going with it.
Have you ever seen the movie Whiplash?
Yeah, definitely.
Such
yeah,
a good definitely. Movie.
Yeah, that's what it reminded me of. The way so I wanted to, I actually applied in college to, like, I was hoping to be like a jazz major. That's what I wanted to do, but our school didn't actually offer it. Fun fact, I didn't get accepted to the music program at LMU, so.
What did you study?
Sociology, because you don't have to read to pass those classes, so, you know.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So what were your influences, though, growing up besides band? What were you into?
As far as, like, outside of music?
Music, just culture. What kind of, like?
Nothing. That was the thing. Is it, like, I wasn't good at anything, and I didn't like anything. Like, nothing was interesting to me. I hated school. I didn't know what I wanted to be when I grew up. Mm-hmm. So music was just, like, I didn't even think I was going to pursue it. It's just what I did.
But even in high school, though?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I wasn't into shit. I just, like, yeah.
What would you do? Just stay home, watch TV?
Yeah, I mean, I hung out with friends and stuff, but, like, I was in the music program at school, and that was year-round, so it was, like, wind ensemble or, like, orchestra and shit, so that stuff kept me busy.
Yeah, that's crazy. So, wait, you keep talking about a band. Were you in a band or something?
No, I was not.
Oh, the marching band. I'm still thinking like an indie rock band. I'm like thinking,
nah,
like,
I'd love to though. Yeah, I'd love to. I'm still working on it.
Really? Nice.
Yeah.
So what was?
You just gotta find more like-minded people, I guess.
Yeah. I don't really like people, but you know.
Damn. It's all good. Honestly, I like it. What did you like about Maynard then?
He's like me. Job? He keeps to himself. He's low key. Yeah. He's on some extra shit all the time.
Low key. I didn't even know. I think recently he posted like Coachella pic on it.
He'd be low key, but high key at the same time.
How?
Because it's like you don't tell anybody, but then you post where you're at this huge thing, and I'm like, okay, you're not low key about posting.
The humble brag.
Yeah, it's like he's not low key about posting it, but he's not telling anybody.
He was living in the moment. He's living in the moment.
By taking a picture.
But you know what side note, though?
I do the same thing.
Side note, you know how people go to shows and like they like streamline the whole thing?
Oh, yeah.
It's like
20
stories.
I hate
that. That's the worst.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like,
but you know what? I used to do that. Now what I do is like I'll record and I'll just save them. And then when later on, I'm like, okay, which one
like
do I want to post?
Favorite, right?
Yeah, because like your attention span, obviously it's boring like when people do that. So I stopped doing that. But good point.
Yeah. But I feel like you still do it, though, Kelly.
Do I?
Yeah, I think so.
What, like what?
Like,
three photos?
Oh my God. Maynard, you look through the whole story. I always see. Yeah, you be looking through the whole.
I just be clicking through to be honest.
Mike be on my top, top list of my story. I know, we all are. Like, Liz took a screenshot of, like, the viewers, and literally us three are her top viewers on her story.
Yeah, it's family.
Nah, she's like stalkers. Like,
for real. Oh man. Okay, so let's take it back to LMU. That's where I met you and you started doing music.
Yep.
So what was the reception like besides friends, like outside?
So it was good. So when I first got to school, I thought I wanted to be like the Black Jack Johnson. So I was like known for being the kid with like the guitar and like singing songs like that. So, I mean, it was cool. People liked it. And I knew I wanted to rap, but I just didn't think anybody would take me seriously doing that. So I recorded some stuff and I was like, man, what's the furthest thing from Drew Lawrence? It was Day's End, which isn't even that far. But so I made that name up, not thinking much about it. And I emailed it to a bunch of people, like the music. And I was like, oh, this is my cousin. What do you think of my cousin's music? And they were like, oh, this shit's good. You should tell him he's good. And I was like, oh, surprise, bitch. It's me, you know, like. So that's when I kind of like got the confidence of like, okay, like I can exist outside of like what people knew me as. So, yeah.
What was the first project you dropped?
First project I dropped? I did an EP with a guy named Kato, and it was called Polaroids.
I remember
like
that.
2011, 2012.
What was the reception on that?
It was cool. Yeah, that was like where I found out I could write, like I could songwrite, not just like write a verse or something like that. So.
Because my favorite track off of that project is the last one, is Crowns and
Castles.
Castles. You were in your bag, bro.
You love that like hella 90s.
Yeah,
like,
I do.
Cause old school head.
Because you're rapping, bro.
Yeah, I wasn't saying anything though. I was just like making words rhyme.
You mentioned Rihanna, bro. You were saying something.
Yeah. Rihanna. You know.
Yeah. I'll send it to you guys.
I don't remember what I said.
What was the bar? Maybe.
I'll send it. French of the discretion. Yeah, but what happened to Kato? What happened to that collab?
Oh man, Kato is
did he still make music?
No, he just I mean, I don't want to get into his personal life too much,
but
he was crazy talented and just just didn't keep at it, I would say. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you guys still keep in touch or?
Not too much. No, I mean, it's all love, but no, I wouldn't say we keep in touch too much.
Okay. So then you expanded from that project onto like, I guess, Women in Wordplay, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And so I did my own thing, did my first, I mean, I guess it was an album. Yeah. And that was my first shot at like, you know, having a heavy hand in the production and mm-hmm. like really like handling everything, like as far as like the art direction myself.
Mm-hmm. And then how many people did you work with that?
One. Okay. The homie Mike Dorenzo from my college.
Uh-huh. And he still makes music, right?
Yeah, yeah, he's doing great. Shout out to him and Ali. They're in this group called X's and they're super popping right now.
Okay. And so.
Wait, what? Which group?
X's. Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
X.
I was thinking the same thing, actually.
Yeah,
I was
like, the band, the XX. I was like,
yeah, Jamie XX, the homie.
Right. I was like, wait, what?
It's no big deal. It's a big deal. It's
yeah.
a
big deal.
Nah. Humble brag. Okay, so you did that. And then. But that's not on Spotify. That's not on Apple Music.
No, we were. Yeah, that was like before the streamers, and we were like sampling heavily. So, you know, I don't need the cease and desist email. Yeah.
So how was that though? Because you came at a time where, you know, there wasn't streaming. It wasn't as popular. You just kind of put out a project. It was still through like the blog era where people kind of found out your music.
Yeah, I mean, my philosophy is like cream rises to the top. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, people still found it, and like I still was able to sort of get some exposure and like sort of start taking meetings in the city and things like that. So. It didn't have a huge, I don't know, reach, but it reached the right people.
And who are those people, would you say?
You don't kiss and tell.
Well, on the essentials you do, so not tell. We tell and we say government names here.
Okay, there we go. I'm cool with that.
I
made it look questionable.
See, that's why you asked, why don't you always post? And that's why.
Wait, what's why?
Oh. Maynard got the gold chain on today. Love it.
My Jesus piece.
There you go. Icy.
I mean, you know. But okay, so you dropped that project and then you dropped, what happened after that? Tell us.
So that was right around the time I finished college.
2014.
I graduated in 2014. Word. Okay. 92, everybody?
No.
Oh, no.
Fuck me, right?
All
right,
cool.
Yeah, so after that, basically I was being groomed for my record deal, and then it just fell through. And around the same time, I, you know, dealt with some stuff in my personal life. Mm-hmm. So I basically had to, like, stop making music for a little bit for, like, 3 years, which was crazy to go from, like, you know, a success story or like on my way to be to like, oh, I don't even really do that shit anymore. Mm-hmm. So it was interesting, but I'm back, bitch. Like, I don't know.
What did your friends say or like?
I mean, everybody wanted to know like what was good, what was going on. And I'm a pretty introverted person and a pretty private person. So I just, you know, played it close to the chest.
Was that hard though? Was that hard just like, you know, just not saying much why you're not doing it?
Yeah, man. I mean, I went to the music I was making was really like being heard for the first time. And like I was getting to tell my story and this, you know, like a huge chunk of my life. Like I just couldn't even, I felt like I had a straitjacket on, you know, like mm-hmm. I couldn't even express myself. But yeah, I mean, I feel like it was for the better. It's an interesting point in my life and I got to like learn a lot about myself.
So like, do you like. Like, do you go get a job or what do you do?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, so that's what I had to do. Like, bro, I was working at like Domino's Pizza and shit and just like trying to make ends meet. That's what you got to do, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
So if you're an introvert, why did you select music? Because that's, you definitely have to be the opposite.
Yeah, a lot of people ask me, like, why did you choose music? Yeah. It's kind of the other way around. Like, it chose me. I'm not, you know, a professional athlete. I'm not an accountant. Like, I'm not good at those things. Yeah. I'm just, music is what I was, you know, had an affinity for.
So do you feel yourself coming out of that shell now? That kind of
I mean,
being
I can
be.
I can definitely, like, I know how to interact with people. I know how to deal with people. It's just, it's not my first choice.
Yeah. I definitely dig that. Yeah. I feel like sometimes being an introvert, you have to kind of put yourself in those kind of jobs because you're getting paid to kind of do it. And then you can, when you get off, you can go back home and be an introvert.
Yeah. I think like my brother explained it to me as like, it's just like where you get your energy from. If you're an extrovert, you get your energy from people. If you're an introvert, you get your energy from yourself. And so that's how I feel about it.
So what do you tell yourself before you perform?
You take this shot and get the fuck on stage.
What shot?
Yeah, what
are
you
drinking?
Type
of shot?
Tequila. Yeah. I like tequila.
You know, tequila, different strokes for different folks. You gotta do what you gotta do.
You know.
Damn, you drink it straight.
Yeah, absolutely.
White or gold?
Blanco for sure. Yeah.
Just the smell
both
of it.
Both are fine. Yeah.
Both are fine. My God.
Freaking Mike.
So last year you dropped the project, right?
Yeah.
Which was?
Fontana.
So how was that? What was the creative process behind that one?
Man, it just got weird, man. It just, you know, really made anything I wanted to make, regardless of like how it was going to be perceived. And I was nervous, man. Mm-hmm. I like was never nervous putting out music before, because I was like, oh, this shit's good. Like, it's going to do fine. But this was like, oh, like people haven't heard me like this and they might not like it.
In like 2-3 years, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. First of all, you haven't heard me in a while. And second of all, like, I feel like I'm a different person. So, yeah, I mean, the reception was strong. Like, people took me back really quickly and sort of like embraced it. I mean, not everybody, you know, some people want the old version of their favorite people, but, you know, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm. I mean, kind of, was that just kind of releasing old energy so you can create new like projects, music, etc., just reinvent yourself sort of?
Yeah,
or
I was
that just a continuation?
I was trying not to think of it that way. I think if you're trying to reinvent yourself, mm-hmm. it's probably not authentic. It's not going to come off well. But yeah, I mean, that's who I was. Like, I'm a, you know, somebody who likes a lot of different kinds of music and likes to like experiment and like learn how to, you know, do things different. So that was me sort of like exploring the space, I guess.
Okay.
Is there like a specific artist that you're like, damn, like people probably don't get that I like this artist?
My favorite artist of all time is Amy Winehouse. Like, there's no one that's ever.
But that's understanding.
Music.
But there's not like one artist that people are like, really? You like that group?
I don't know.
Like, I like the Jonas Brothers.
I fuck with like Gretchen Wilson. Have
See?
You?
See? Look at the reaction.
You like Jonas Brothers?
I just like that song, Sucker. It's a new one. I'm a sucker for you.
I mean, I'm not mad at that. They make, you know, they don't write it, but they make cool music, right? Right.
Like, but some people good. Say I'm too old. Like, I always get, I'm too old. But if I say I like, but if I like Mozart, they're like, oh, you're too young. Or if I like something from the 70s, so I'm either too young or too old.
I think it's because you just cover a lot of hip hop. And then once you kind of
just
away
over
from that.
Numbers, like
no, but these are people that don't know that I cover hip hop, like that don't know me. Yeah, but I'll say like I'll like a song, and they'll be like, "Really? What do you?"
Since when do you like attach age to music?
Yeah,
well, that's what my kind of explain. But people always say because since I'm not from that era, then why do I listen? Like, there's a lot of people that they'll be like, "Oh, I don't know the new stuff."
My mom right now is blasting Sabrina Claudio. Like,
I wonder why, like, Sway.
No,
I wonder why. Do you have like posters of her all over your room?
I have an Alina Baraz
she's
poster.
Bad, I'm not
but
sure.
She's racist. Yeah. Nah, I don't fuck with Sabrina Claudio.
Is she really?
Yeah,
no
she
way.
Says some racist shit on
that?
Twitter.
Really?
Oh, yeah, there's screenshots. Oh, yeah.
No way.
Look at Mike's like, no, don't listen to this.
It's like, you know how
yo, Mike just got
people
really
make
quiet.
Mistakes. People make mistakes.
No.
Yeah, no, fuck that.
She probably said it. I have not seen it.
You don't want to see it.
Social media, people have like that mob mentality. I feel like that's what it's become with her, you know? Like, people have heard from other people that she's racist.
Right. Oh, yeah. Nobody's going to forgive that.
Yeah, yeah, that's real. Yeah,
Liz just said like Daniel that. Caesar, for example.
Yeah, that's how I feel. Like, I mean, she just got a few people got a bad taste of her.
Of her racist ass? Yeah. That's crazy.
Nah, she doesn't display that. I don't feel like she
Dude, go for Alina Baraz or somebody. She's hot, too. Or, you know what? Georgia Smith. Let's do that.
What's
the other
one?
Georgia Smith is bomb. Snow Allegra.
Yeah, she's dope.
Kelly Uchis.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. That's my wife.
You got options, Mike.
Yeah.
I got options. Yeah. I totally have a chance at all of them.
But yeah, what were we talking about?
Age and music.
Oh, yeah. That's
But yeah, like I said, like my mom's just blasting that. So
that's good.
I don't feel like you should be, people should be attaching music like that.
Well, like, I like 1920s. Obviously, I'm not from that era. And the people are like, and my mom never played in the house. So she's like, where did you start, like, listening to this? And I'm like, I don't know.
Finds its way.
Yeah.
I think it was I Love Lucy, you know, growing up. But yeah, any specific artists that you throw people off that you specifically like?
I don't think so. I don't know. I don't know how often I tell people, like, oh, I like somebody. And they're like, oh, that's crazy.
But you have to talk to people first.
Yeah, exactly. That's
He's an introvert,
right? Yeah.
What are you going to tell us today?
There's this artist, I don't know, I feel like he's not like well known, but I think he's like a genius. His name is Darwin Dees, and he makes like fucking bubblegum pop music, but I think this fool is like a fucking genius. Like, everything I've heard from him is like pristine.
How'd you hear about him?
I don't remember. His album art is crazy. He's just like this really funny looking dude, and I think I just saw him and was like, oh, I gotta hear this. Yeah. And I heard it, and I was like, oh, I would never want to make music like this, but this guy's like, you know, a savant at what he does.
Darwin Dees.
Yeah.
Is he on Apple Music?
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking for him on Spotify. Who does Apple Music?
A lot of folks.
Yeah, that was a
song. No, people put polls and Spotify wins.
Okay, so I listen to all my podcasts on Spotify, though.
I got both.
Me too.
And then I listen to my music on Apple Music.
Why?
Just because I can listen to the podcast for free and still support on Spotify. Yeah. Okay. I didn't pay for my music on Apple Music.
But artists been saying lately, if you're going to play my stuff, they're like, play me on Spotify. So they say that for some reason they get more money through Spotify.
I did hear
Apple.
That too. I don't
so
know.
Support the artists, right,
like,
Maynard?
It's like a 0.10% difference.
Hey, if the artists are saying support, I'm going to support on Spotify because I already paid premium. So win-win.
Might as well. Yeah, might as well.
Okay. Wait, how much is premium now? $15?
I don't even know. It's automatically out of my account. Bro, there's no money on music. There's no price.
Yeah, they could
just take it.
Jack that price
title,
up.
Title.
Yeah. I don't have Tidal.
High five.
You on Tidal?
Liz mentioned Tidal, but don't got Tidal.
Don't lie.
I'm still looking for Darwin.
Money? I'm sure she just has.
You got Tidal money? That's a great question.
Oh, I
found him. Oh, you drink Fiji water? Okay, I feel you.
Is this the guy Darwin D's?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that's him. Yeah, so he's like popping just in weird circles.
You don't have to check him out in my car. Funny. Oh, there. Fans also like Tokyo Police Club. So he's friendly fire. So it's kind of like indie.
Yeah, definitely. Rock? Okay. Indie pop, I guess.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. How do you discover?
Pop. I love shit like that.
Yeah.
You love shit like that?
I do. I make playlists like just indie pop or just all pop type shit.
I like when you do your indie playlist. Yeah, I fucks with that.
I'm going to have to check your playlist.
Yeah.
Michael's in on his indie playlist.
I really like
me and Maynard have too. You heard us in the beginning talking about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we got a third one on the way.
Oh, Maynard got the chills. What was that, Maynard? What was that?
I got my gold chain out. Okay, so Fontana, 2018.
Yeah.
Have you toured that album or no?
Nah. I mean, I've done shows here and
there.
Do you
tour? Do you perform?
I mean, I'm not really interested in, like, I definitely perform here and there if it's, like, the right situation.
Okay.
But, like, I'm not into that, like, I'm going to live out of my car and, like, lose money on a tour. Shit. Okay. Like, that's just stupid.
That's to be right.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Like, I did, like, Denver like a month or two
ago. Oh, nice.
Ago,
so how was that?
It was dope. Yeah, it was crazy.
Well, how did that even start? How did you even end up in Denver for that one?
A friend of mine from a while back, he was a booking agent out there. I just never like took him up on the offer. So he caught me on a day that I wanted to say yes. So I was like, all right, cool.
Were you the main act or an opener?
No, so I was opening for Jack Harlow.
Oh, cool.
Pick your phone up, guy.
Yeah. Okay. Nice kid.
I wasn't expecting... Like when I heard him and then when I saw how he looked, I wasn't expecting that.
Exactly.
It didn't match. I was like, okay, how is he live? Does he have some swag to him?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, he's super talented and it's like authentic. Like the music he makes is like you talk to him, you're like, okay, you're like a Southern kid. Like this is who you are. So it's cool.
Anything you took from that concert for your artistry?
Not so much. No, he's like a little bit of a different lane. So he's kind of a little more like vibey. Like R&B beats and like stuff like that. So it was like definitely a different show. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was cool to watch.
You took some shots right before that set?
Oh yeah, absolutely. 100%.
Tequila?
Oh, exactly. Yeah. How's
the vibe in Denver? How's the culture out there?
Did you stay there? No, I mean, I wasn't there that much. I was probably there like a day and a half. I mean, they smoke a lot. It's
good
not
weed.
It's not a front. True. Yeah, they smoke.
I like their weed.
Yeah, it's a cool
Did
place.
Did you go in the winter, fall?
So this was like 2 months ago. So whatever the season that is.
Like that's summer. That's summer.
Spring. It was cold when I was there. So if that answers the question.
No, we're in August already. July, June, May. Summer.
Yeah, I guess it's different.
But Denver's cold. I went in October and it was freezing.
Yeah, I don't think
But it's pretty.
I'm from the desert.
That's crazy.
I don't fuck with that.
So prior to that, when was the last time you performed?
Prior to that, it had been a while. It was like before that gap. I think it was like a House of Blues show. Like
that's so crazy.
Way back
so that
when. That was before they moved the House of Blues, man. It's not the same place anymore.
Wait, the one on Sunset?
Yeah, it's not there anymore.
You performed the one on Sunset?
Yeah.
Shout out to you.
I would play there like regularly. Like that was my spot.
That's so dope.
So when they tore it down, I was fucking heartbroken.
I mean, you hadn't performed since then?
Yeah.
Damn.
Whoa. Did you like rehearse?
I mean, I definitely rehearsed. Okay. But like... You know, like I wrote the songs. You know, it is me on the record. So it's like not like stepping outside of myself. And I was definitely nervous because it was like a pretty big show to come back. But there was a lot of people that like knew the words and shit. So
you took a break.
Yeah.
Know,
Oh, yeah.
Like they say they take a break, but they still kind of tour their records.
Yeah. No, I was like,
cold turkey.
Basically, I might sell all my shit. Like I might not do this anymore. So, yeah.
Really?
Like, yeah, definitely.
Why?
I mean, I always make music. Like, I made music before people thought I was cool for it or, like, it was, you know, got me attention. But making music for people, I don't have to do it. You know what I mean? It's not, like, like I could do other things, you know, like if I really had to. But I like making music and it's going well. So
nice. So you just dropped a new single last week.
Yeah.
What's the reception on that one?
It's been good. It's been good. I was really super excited to drop this. It was an ambitious record for me to pull off, like producing it and like recording it and everything. But
so you wrote, produced the whole thing?
The whole thing, yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Was that the first time you did that?
Nah, I do that with everything.
No, I know, but like as a single, or you just
always do that? Nah, everything, like everything on Fontana. I had help with like a couple songs here and there, but okay. Yeah, it was me.
So, because you mentioned you worked with Mike, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
do you still collab with him?
Yeah, we meet up and we work on stuff together. I haven't put out anything I've worked on with Mike in a bit. But yeah, we definitely still work.
Is that more because like you want to do your own thing for right now?
I mean, partially, yeah. I'm a little selfish. But also, I think, mostly that.
People approach you and are like, oh, hop on this record, or like...
Sometimes, yeah. Yes.
What do you say?
No. Yeah. If it's like super dope, someone's super... Like, if I would want to listen to your music, even if I wasn't on it, then like, fuck yeah, let's work. But if it's like... SoundCloud rapper kid 29, like, you know, I'm okay. I'll
what pass. Is the music scene in Fontana?
Oh, there's no music scene. I don't live there anymore.
Are you the music scene?
Am I in the music
are
scene?
You, no, are you the definition of the music scene?
So Fontana? Audio Push and Hit Boy are actually from Fontana. Yeah. Yeah. So there's like that. There's heads from there that have like become wildly successful. They don't know who I am, but I guess there are people who have come out of Fontana and made it. So
you don't live there anymore?
No, I where live in LA.
Oh, yeah. How do you like LA?
I love LA.
It's treating you nice.
That's where I met him. Yeah, I met him in college.
Well, LMU is technically like Marina, Westchester.
Yeah, man.
That's not LA, LA.
It's a bubble.
Yeah. I like LMU. That's actually a really good school.
I live out in IE. So yeah, I drive out here. I live in Marina Valley.
Oh, shit, okay.
Yeah, you live far. You love it.
It's hot though, right? It's all hot all the time.
It's hot out there, yeah. It's like 10 degrees hotter out there.
Easy, so. Yeah.
When it's like 70 out here, it's like 80 out there.
Yeah, so. Exactly.
Damn. Sorry, guys.
Yeah. You're from originally from K-Town?
Born and raised.
Oh, nice. I'm in Silver Lake now. It's right.
Oh, I love Silver Lake. I go work out there. It's just a vibe. Like, there's music, food, nature, dog parks.
That's true.
I love Silver Lake. It's just pricey, so shout out to you.
I got lucky. Yeah, I don't pay a lot of rent.
That's what everybody says that live there. Oh, I got lucky. I hit a lick,
for sure. Yeah.
It's like, these are some loopholes that I don't know about.
Everybody be getting lucky.
I know. I'm like, well, how are you so lucky? So that's definitely a transition.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's what like needed to happen. I guess it's possible to like be successful anywhere, but when you're fortunate enough to be an hour away from LA, like you might as well make the effort to be there.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
Do you still keep in touch from people from Fontana? Like old high school buddies?
Not really. No, not even on some like I left them behind shit. It's just like anything else, you kind of fall out of touch.
Yeah. Don't you have like Facebook though? That's the way people.
Facebook.
I don't have Facebook, but
if
people
I
like
use Facebook.
Oh,
I'm just trying to see whose relatives are posting like racist comments and shit.
Thank God, like, people need to just cancel all their Facebook accounts.
No, but then you would get rid of Instagram though.
Oh, that's true.
I keep it on my phone for the like sign in through Facebook feature on other apps.
Oh, really?
Yeah, purely for
that's
that.
I didn't even know. The there should be a way. Login. There's a way.
Yeah. Fire.
Really? Is Bumble one of them?
Yes, Bumble? All of them actually.
What's Bumble again?
I've tried most of them, so sadly.
So cute. She says sadly.
Yeah.
Well, at least you tell us what not to do on these apps, so we can learn from you. Thank you for being our teacher, Liz. Thank you.
Yeah, that's funny. Is there a fear that you would say that you've conquered this year so far?
Yeah, I think just like having the confidence to be myself and to not worry about, like, you can't worry about the audience when you're making what you're making.
Right.
So I think like kind of learning how to, like, if I'm happy with it, it's going to come out. That doesn't mean I know it's going to be successful or I know it's going to work, but I'm like, all right, I want this to represent me.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah. How would you say that you like measure your own success?
I'm not really trying to compete with The Weeknd and Shawn Mendes and shit like that. So
I love Shawn Mendes.
Yeah, he's great. Yeah, yeah. But, you know, I'm not selling out Staples anytime soon. So, like, you know, it would be unrealistic to think like that. So basically, like, if I really like the music I'm making, generally, like, that's what a success is to me, like being good at what you do.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like it's important to have people around you to maybe say, like, hey, that song doesn't sound that great?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely have people, like, that I trust their opinions a lot. I don't always listen, but, yeah, I definitely have people who are, like...
You put it out anyway?
Yeah, I have a circle, a group text that everything goes to.
Oh, really?
Yeah, definitely.
They probably send you the gifts.
Yeah, it's just like that, like all the time, just thumbs down, everything.
What's something that you feel like you would see yourself completing by the end of this year?
Completing? What do you mean?
Like, what's something that you want to do by the end of this year?
Music-wise, I kind of want to put an EP out in the next couple months. I mean, that's... As far as like writing enough songs to do that, that's not that difficult, but I'd really love something like cohesive to be a home base for kind of where I'm at now. So I've just been doing singles for like the past year. I think like putting together another cohesive piece of work.
Mm. Yeah. What kind of headspace do you have to be in to create something cohesive?
I mean, it's tough. I'm not like sitting there and like writing a script. I'm not one of those people that like, it's got to be this crazy concept and shit. I just like, as long as I'm like accurately telling the story of the past few months, like I'm usually happy with it. But you know, I have good days where I write happy songs, I have bad days where I write sad songs, so right. It's kind of like finding a balance of those two.
Nice. Would you say you're a generally like a happy person?
No.
Really?
Not at all.
Why would you even ask that? I could tell within the first 10 minutes talking about. Would you say you're a happy person, Liz?
I don't know. I don't know.
Listeners, just check her Twitter. Yeah, exactly. Check her Twitter. You tell us.
Check her likes.
Oh, no, her likes are on point. It's just her tweets.
Yo, so does everybody look at other people's likes?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, bro.
I thought it was
well, it depends. It depends on the situation.
Yeah, absolutely. As a man, as a man.
Yeah, 100%. Okay. I got to know.
Like, but why? Is it for music or for something else?
No, I just
some personal shit?
Sometimes people like some funny memes, and I'm like, why aren't you retweeting this? You know, I could have solved this easily.
It depends.
Maybe it's just not retweetable worthy enough, but it's likable.
Like, I rarely retweet anything funny.
Why?
Just because all my stuff is mostly, like...
Sad.
You know, the quotes, the music.
Sad girl.
It's not that sad.
No, you're not.
Sad girl summer feel.
It's real. I'd be confused. I'm like, is Liz going through something, or is she just, like, writing poetry, you know?
There you go.
But still, I'd be concerned. I'm like...
Most of the time, I'm writing, so...
Okay, good. Thank you. For the
or too concerned. Do you read?
No, I wish I did. Yeah,
really?
I definitely, a lot of people recommend me books and they just like sit on my like nightstand. Like, nah. And like, I always, like I've tried to read. I'll
people do
books.
That to me too. I'm not going to read.
Yeah, like I try as much as like, you know, like your smart homies, like, you got to read this book and I really want to. And I force myself to do it and I just fall asleep. And so it's just not for me.
I don't have the attention span.
Maybe that, maybe that's
right. Or like, I'm too, I can't stand in one place.
Yeah.
What about audiobooks?
Audiobooks,
I guess,
are great.
A podcast, I could probably do that, but
no, not a podcast, like an audiobook.
But that's what it is like more, you know, because you could listen to
it's
more
sure.
interesting than but it's reading stuck. In your head. It's like it sounds boring.
I read out loud, just try reading out loud.
I like it's better reading because you kind of see how the like. If you learn you learn words, you see the spelling of it in the sentence, like you can kind of like understand more, I feel like, the story when you read it. But yeah, your attention span has to be pretty patient for that.
Yeah, 2 hours reading a book, I can't do that.
Read before you go to sleep instead of Instagramming.
I'll
before
just
you
go
sleep.
To sleep.
Well, people go on their phone and then they sleep, and I hear like the light keeps you up or something.
Yeah. Sometimes I go to sleep trying to pick like something on Netflix. Like I haven't even put nothing on. I just go to sleep trying to find something.
We've all been there.
I love Netflix.
It's weird.
Shout out to Netflix. Look me up with the membership Netflix if you're hearing this. For all five of us.
Let me get that login.
You know what? One day, I don't live too far from the actual building. One day they will. You'll see. And I'll get my.
To give us an original show. The Essentials.
Yeah, that's so they can cancel like a season later.
It's cool. We'll have a season under our belt.
Hopefully. And then a TV network will pick us up.
Yeah.
Or we can just be on Stranger Things.
I'd rather be on HBO.
Who? Oh, really? Hulu? Mm. What about Amazon? I like Amazon. Oh, God. Wait. What did
money's
you say?
Money's there, though. The money's at Amazon. probably didn't hear it. You probably sound like an echo. So what do you do when you're not creating?
I don't know. What do I do?
What did you do today?
What did I do today?
What did you do today?
I worked out today. I like health and fitness.
Nice.
I appreciate those things.
Oh, yeah.
Do I rap? Like, I've thought about it, man. I've like, oh, man, I've got some great vegan bars, but no, that's not the look.
Yeah, vegan bars.
Yeah, no, that's not the look. I'm not a vegan, by the way. I need to clarify that.
You eat meat.
Absolutely. Yeah, that seemed like a questionable question there, but yes, I eat animal products. Yeah,
LA,
yeah, definitely. Yeah, I don't live in West Hollywood, but that's neither here nor there. Yeah, I mean, I like spending time with my friends and stuff. I mean, I like play video games and shit, just, you know, normal stuff, nothing too crazy. Mm-hmm. I'm really not that interesting.
So if I were to look into the inside of your mind, what would be in there?
I don't know. People are fascinating to me. So I took
social. You like people watching?
Yeah.
You did take sociology,
yeah, I took
right?
social. So I was a social major in college. So, like, people are, like, fascinating to me. Like, even, like, the smallest details to me are, like, very interesting. So I like paying attention to people.
You study the earthlings. That's what you do.
Yeah, exactly. Into, like, you making music, like, thinking how somebody else would react to your music and stuff like that?
Not necessarily, but being able to like think of a perspective or an angle on a subject that's like maybe like nuanced or like not everybody sees it in the same angle. Like I try and sort of think things like that. So yeah, I think that sort of finds its way into the music.
It's cool.
Yeah.
Do you see yourself doing something outside of just music? Creatively.
I would love to like go to culinary school. That would be super dope.
Yeah. I went to culinary.
Did you really? That's super.
I work in a kitchen. Right
I'm
now.
So bad with it's a fun. Knife, bro. It's never gonna happen.
That's scary.
Wait, what do you mean?
I'm just awful. Are you a with lefty? A knife. No, I'm told I was switched when I was like little, but I'm like right-handed, like awkwardly right-handed.
Yeah. It's not as easy as you would think, but if you have commitment, like. And like, you know, drive. You
that's beautiful. I'm like mad motivated right now. Yeah.
Oh, dang.
Definitely not for everybody. It's not for the faint of heart. I say that.
Yeah.
They could be rough on you sometimes.
I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's going to rap about food now.
Me?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I love like Action Bronson, just like obscure food references.
He's one of
like,
my favorite rappers because he used to be a chef and he hurt his leg and he couldn't like be in the kitchen no more. And he started making music. But now he does everything that he used to do. Like, that's what I want to be.
Yeah, doing, man,
you
know? He made it.
Like, I want to do media for, like, food and music and shit like that, you know?
Do it.
Yeah, I will do it. So, yeah. And you guys will all be on my show.
Yeah. On nice. Your show?
Oh.
It's our show.
It's his show.
No, it's your show. Yeah, I see. We will be guests on Mike's show.
So
tune into that.
Like, I guess you would say, like, an independent. Independent artist. What do you feel like are some like essential resources that you should have just for you personally as a
I think the most important part of putting music out is having a good audio engineer. I think that like nothing matters before that. As soon as you're trying like worry about other stuff like marketing stuff or marketing the music, like if you don't have a good engineer, it's never gonna go right.
Right.
So that was I feel like once that locked in, you know, things kind of clicked. Like, I do work on some of that stuff myself, but I'd prefer a professional to put their hands on it. Mm. Yeah. Wow.
Do you see yourself, like let's say you pick a band to perform with. Who would you perform with on stage?
That's a good question. What band would I want to perform with? I don't know. I hadn't really thought about it. Yeah, if they take
Jonas,
of course, that's a bag.
Jonas.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a money fan, so that sounds like a lot of money. Yeah. So yeah.
Oh my god!
Not for
I said I would do it. That wasn't my answer. I adopted your answer, so we'll call it my answer.
You know, it would be interesting to hear Maybe like some Spanish incorporated into your music.
Yeah, my mom tells me that a lot. Really? I'm working on it. Yeah,
I can see it happening.
Yeah, too. I did a reggaeton song recently, so you know, we'll see. You know, if that comes out,
we got the exclusive.
For that song, I do, but no, not fluently.
Oh, yeah. Can you spit some reggaeton bars?
No.
What do they talk about in reggaeton songs?
Same thing. Yeah, it's the same. Fucking yeah.
Yeah, I don't really listen. I don't pay attention to lyrics, I guess. I've heard it.
Bad Bunny. Good. Just listen to Bad Bunny, and that's pretty much what they talk about.
They talk about tra, tra.
That's what they talk about. That's an ad lib. It's like more of an ad lib.
No, that's
like
a lyric.
Tra?
In reggaeton? Yeah.
What does it mean?
Like, you know. Back it up, girl.
All right, like you know what? I'll take it. I'll take it because you even did the move. I don't know what move that was, but I'm going to take it. You sold it. You sold it to me.
Wait, does your mom like the reggaeton song?
I haven't showed it to her yet. It's not really mom-friendly, but, you know, I'll get a mom-friendly Spanish song eventually.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Is it on Spotify?
No, I haven't put it out yet. Yeah, I just did it recently.
Oh, that's snap. Exciting.
Yeah.
How does your mom feel about your music?
She's cool. I mean, she don't really, like, understand the context of everything always, but she's like, oh, people fuck with you, so, like, cool, you know, good.
Did she ever come out to any of your shows?
Yeah, she did to one, and she was like, aww, you curse way more than I thought you did.
Oh. Oh, snap.
That's always a mom issue, huh? The cursing.
Exactly.
She like heard every curse
every
song.
Word.
Like, that's all she heard.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
she didn't even congratulate you.
No, yeah, that's moms. You know how it is.
What was that show out here in LA?
Yeah, that was a House of Blues show that she came to.
Oh,
so dope.
Yeah.
Dang, RIP.
Right?
Seriously.
The good old days.
What's a venue that you would want to perform at one day?
I mean, like, Staples is, like, you know, the top tier. I would love to do that.
Outside of Cali. Yeah.
Oh, outside of California. Red Rock Amphitheater, yes. I think. Yes. Yeah.
Sound. Just had that in my head. Yeah, I think that's a great place.
Everybody says Red Rock's super dope. I've never been, but I've heard great things. Yeah.
It's beautiful.
It's really dope.
Yeah.
Are you a traveler?
Recently, I've done a little bit of traveling, and okay, I enjoy it. Yeah. I went to Japan.
What?
Japan?
3 months ago.
Did you bring back Japanese candy?
I did, actually. Oh, but yeah.
Is it with you?
No, I don't have
it. He just keeps it in his pocket.
Months ago.
I don't care. You never know. It doesn't hurt to ask what I got to lose.
Stash. Just,
oh, man. Do you like, what is it? Is it J-pop?
Yeah, that's
a thing.
No, J-pop's a thing for Japanese, too.
J-pop.
Yeah.
Interesting. I don't know. I've never really heard it.
Because Japanese can make pop, but they're not going to call it K-pop.
Why not?
Because it's Korean pop.
I get the logic. They make K-pop in America.
Are they Korean, Mike?
That was a great rebuttal.
I'm pretty sure they're Korean. That's what the K-pop stands for.
Yeah. Well, I think it was just something I saw on, like, Twitter, some white people making, like, K-pop or something. I don't know.
Do you still live in K-Town?
I do. Okay. Yes. Nice. Yeah. I'm surrounded by Koreans and their meats.
That makes sense.
It's amazing. Their meats, their bulgogi.
KBBQ.
Yeah. I don't eat meat, but it smells great.
Are you vegan?
No.
She's vegan.
No, I'm not. Like, I eat fish, bro.
Pescatarian.
No, I'm not. Don't. I'm no labels. I just don't eat this and don't let them eat.
She's LA.
I've seen her eat In-N-Out.
I saw
burger.
You with Fiji water earlier, so, you know, I'm putting the pieces together.
I have to drink nothing but water.
I only drink Fiji water like the airport because that's all they have.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll drink just water, but no, that's all I can drink right now.
Okay.
He's examining you. His next project. Dun, dun, dun.
What?
Wait, what's going on right now?
What did
I'm
you
sorry,
say?
Oh, Fiji? Is that high, probably. Whatever.
Second high? No, I doubt it. But.
Yeah, I don't know what that was. I'm having a lot of brain farts, and I was going to ask you a freaking question. Days in.
You know which song I like? Friday.
Friday, good, yeah.
That was a good one. No, because I feel like a lot of people repost that, and you always repost Friday. And I think people want that kind of...
Probably, they probably do. So I am proud to say, like, that's, like, the most successful song I've done. Like, that song, like, yeah, like, random people are like, oh, I have that song in my playlist. I didn't even know it was you. But I never went back and went, all right, let's try to do that again, because that worked. like that day that I wrote it, that shit was great. We made it. I was super happy with it. I put it out. It did great. But I never was like, cool, let's do that again. So that's just not really how I approach it. But I like the song still.
Do you remember making that record?
Yeah. Yeah. I remember my homie sent me the beat and he goes, don't fuck it up. And I was like, all right, cool. I'll be there this afternoon. Yeah. And we cut it and yeah, it went great.
When was that? Like 2 years ago?
15, 16, yeah.
I think it aged well because I still listen to it. And it's good, like, yeah. I still play it at parties and like little kickbacks and stuff. And like people listen to it. Oh, yeah.
I was going to say humble brag. You know.
Nah, I should though, right?
You should.
Oh, one day.
Maybe you and Mike, duo?
Hey. What's your guys' DJ names together?
I don't know. Don't put that in here.
Off top.
Oh, I don't my know. God.
Off top, I just Skywalker Mike. Yeah.
Ooh, okay. All right.
Oh yeah, but I thought like we're creating a new name.
That works too.
A new name.
But people know you as Mike or Skywalker. Or
some
Michael.
Some people call me Skywalker.
I don't think you like Mike.
You don't like Mike, huh?
I don't. But I won't tell somebody like, hey, don't call.
Why
me
don't
Mike.
You like Mike?
Then why did you name yourself Skywalker Mike?
I don't know. I didn't want to be Skywalker Michael.
Super long. I like that.
That's kind of hard, though, right?
Yeah. It's like 4 months. Why don't you just have Skywalker? It's too common.
It's too common. Yeah. There's like a producer. Yeah. I want it to be more.
There's personal. We Are Skywalkers.
Yeah, you could have been Skyke Mike.
Somebody take the mic from this, please.
Yeah. I'm sure it's open. No one's got that name.
Yeah, no one's got that
one. For a reason.
It's available.
For a reason.
That's original.
Liz, what would be your DJ name? DJ Groovy?
No.
DJ Lizzie.
Aw.
DJ Lizzie McGuire.
No.
Ooh. That's a good one, actually.
Liz Tra. DJ Tra.
Sounds weird.
What about you, Callie? I'm interested now. What would you?
I don't know. Fuck, I didn't think about it.
No. I don't like labels.
DJ, I don't like labels.
DJ, no label.
DJ, no label. No, but then no. There's a label called No Label.
Oh. I just saw this kid named DJ Booty Call, and I was like, damn, that's it. Like, oh, I'm so mad. Yeah, that's a great name.
Wait, what's Erykah Badu's DJ name? She has one.
I forget.
Fatty Bella, isn't that her DJ name? It is Fatty Bella, right? Yeah,
there's this dude that I just listened to. It's probably the same dude. His name is Lil Booty Call.
Lil Booty Call. I might have,
He makes some dope music.
That's cute.
I was like, damn, this shit is fire.
That's cute.
That's a great name.
If you had the chance to maybe go back and score one of your favorite movies.
Score one of my favorite movies. Sound flick shit. Interesting question.
That's a sound flick ass.
Damn. I'll do out.
That's interesting. So my favorite movie is this movie fucking no one's seen. Not on some like cool shit. It's just like I think I like bad movies. It's called A Bronx Tale.
Yeah,
I've seen it. Okay. You've seen it? I fucking love that movie. Yeah, that's my favorite movie. And yeah, I feel like jazz and stuff like that and soulful stuff would work really well with that. So I think that'd be fun to work on. Like they do like doo-wop breaks in that movie. That movie's crazy, dude.
It was on Netflix.
Yeah.
What other bad quote-unquote bad films.
Bro, I love The Fifth Element. You guys watch The Fifth Element?
I haven't watched some of this.
Yeah, it's so bad. Chris Tucker. Love that movie. It's so good.
It's great.
No, I don't know, guys.
So if you can have the soundtrack to your life, which artist would you have on your soundtrack?
Like scoring it or like artists, like singers?
Artists
or
like that are pretty much dictating your life.
Oh, dictating my life? I think like Bring Amy Back from the Dead. She was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was wild. So, yeah.
That'd be perfect.
Just Amy.
Maynard's face, guys. I wish you listeners can just see the facial expressions. We need more visuals. That's what we need.
Yeah.
Coming soon, guys. Coming soon. Oh, yeah. DJ Chuck. I call him DJ Chuck. Chuck Dizzle unlocked a key with Liz.
Yeah.
You haven't still told us what
that
meant.
That's at our business meeting. That will occur.
Stay tuned. What? That will occur.
I don't know. Don't pay attention to me. Guys, that's funny. Oh, my God.
She had another brain fart.
It's okay.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm still on that cake that we were talking about earlier.
Although, I want to go back to, like, the Fontana project. Although you left Fontana and you moved to L.A. and you like L.A. better, why'd you call it Fontana?
Yeah, so, I mean, I used to lie when I got to college. I remember I met this girl that was from Rancho, so that's, like, the city over. And I was like, oh, I'm from Fontana. She goes, oh. And like, oh. that's Fontana. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's everybody's.
Yeah.
That's
and so like, I was just, didn't have enough like confidence in myself to be like, yo, fuck that. That place made me. You know, like I wouldn't, you know, like be the person I am without being from the fucking desert. So I think living there, like being forced to live there, really kind of like, I had to like do some soul searching. And yeah. I became really proud of like, you know, that place kind of shaping me.
But what's the history behind Fontana? Why do you think she went,
It's just not a nice place. Not you know, nice. It's not a desirable.
Rancho compared to Fontana.
Yeah, especially the city she was from. Yeah.
Rancho is not.
Exactly. Good. Exactly.
Actually, Fontana like, guys have a bad rep.
Yeah.
And that's funny that you bring that up because I think my sister was talking about a guy from Fontana and I was like, no.
Yeah. Yeah. No, exactly. Exactly. No, exactly. Yeah.
I was like,
100%.
No.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Might have been. Might have been. Crazy. I might have dated your sister. I didn't date your sister. Not a date. Yikes.
I don't know about
that's
that.
That's a funny one.
But if I am visiting Fontana,
yeah.
What spot am I heading to eat?
T.O.'s Tacos is outstanding.
Hey, really?
T.O.'s Tacos is a slap.
They have one in Valley, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a slap. It's just Mexican food. But
my family knew the guy who owned it. It's crazy. Oh. Like, my aunt was married to...
Him?
No. Like, she married some guy, and that was his brother. And, like, we would go, and he would, like, he would just hook it up sometimes, but... Like they were good. That was cool.
It's a great place.
Yeah. What streets is that off? I don't think I've ever been there.
I think it's off like Summit or something.
Or is it like
I'm not great with streets.
Are they like everywhere like Baker's?
I think there's only one in Fontana.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
Google Maps
Uber?
It.
What'd you say?
You've lived before, you mean you're not good with streets?
I'm just not like I don't remember where restaurants be and I'd just be like, it's over here. I'll take you there.
Food review show one day. Like
you need
food.
The mic.
What?
I want to go try.
I know you're just like chilling.
She's so far away.
So what I said earlier is, can we do like a food special?
Yes. We should.
We can go and try out. You can come with us.
Hit me. Yeah.
You can absolutely. Try
yeah. No. Hit me. I was like, am I gonna get invited or what? Like, I brought that shit up.
No. We're not going to Fontana.
Hey, we go to K Town. That's fine. No, all right. We'll
pick different cities and we'll do like a. Try it something, and I think we should because we're always talking about food, and I think we need to back it up.
Remember that taco spot we used to hit up at the.
Everybody needs like Britney Spears, like
yeah,
we need
I know, party. Right?
That'd be outstanding. Yeah, that's the way. Dope. I'm telling you, you gotta get
that's
the air piece.
So
you gotta get the air piece.
I miss that taco spot, but if you were able to, Deza, and if you were able to come back or be reincarnated into this, into another life or whatever. What would you want to be?
Vegan.
Vegan?
What would I want to be?
No.
Episode,
that's
guys.
An interesting question. It's going to get weird. So I'm a Cancer, and I'm not into that.
Yeah, you said your
shit.
Sign, so I didn't have to ask.
Yeah,
I was like, I feel like he's not going to tell me.
Super, super not into that shit. But like my
but
mom
you know
is.
Your sign.
Yeah,
your well, mom is?
Yeah, so we're born 2 days apart.
People
she's
are
well, like, I, well, she was, I, our birthdays are 2 days apart. Yeah,
so
we're
both. Nurturing.
Yeah, yeah. Aww. Sometimes and
damn mom sorry
but yeah so like she would always like tell me like our relationship with water is like super strong and but I do love like the beach and I love being in like water and things
yeah,
like that so coming back as some form of water sounds cool.
Ooh.
Yeah
damn.
Fiji water
I don't know yeah. I don't know if I'm trying to get drank but you know.
Bro, just the yeah. Finest water, though. Look,
yeah,
don't
no,
you want to
yeah,
be the
yeah.
Finest water?
I mean,
it tastes a little
sure,
weird,
you know.
It does.
Sure.
Yeah.
Tastes expensive.
I like smart water now more. I think.
Yeah,
low
smart
water.
The move.
Ooh, what? Where would you see like, let's say like some kind of like ad? Like, what? How do I say this? If your music were to be in an ad for something, what would you see it? Being an
interesting. I'm trying to think of something I like. Fucking tequila. I think that would be outstanding.
Oh.
If I get a
yeah,
tequila
the
ad,
a
Casamigos
like
ad,
throw
the fuck
throw
out
the
of here.
Reggaeton
Tito's,
out there. Throw the reggaeton song.
Oh, yeah,
way.
It's
yeah,
a rap, bro.
I want to hear this reggaeton
I'm
song.
I'm dying to hear
yeah,
it.
Not yet. Oh,
can I
play
it at my birthday
it?
Party?
Winter birthday party.
October. It
yeah,
should
okay,
be out.
That's fine. That's
okay.
That's, I'll make
you
that
guys
out.
Are my witnesses.
I
want to
hear it.
That's the vibe I'm going for. Reggaeton.
Yeah. Let's hear it right now.
Let's hear it right now.
Nah.
Damn. Pressure, nah, pressure, yeah. Pressure.
Unaffected.
Wait, when is your birthday?
June 24th.
Wow.
And I'm not going to go deep in that.
Go ahead. Tell me. I love learning about the stars.
He said he's not into that, so it's okay.
That's what I said. I'm not going to go deep into that.
She's like,
I'm dying inside, but I'm not going to go deep into that.
Looks like he's got something to say.
She's comedy.
Remember the whole conversation we had on Retrograde like a month ago?
Oh,
and Mike
do.
And Mike just was like, no, I'm just having a bad day.
Yeah, but guess who's the first one to always bring it up? The one that doesn't believe in it.
You do.
No, you'll start text.
Mercury was in retrograde.
You'll be like, it's retrograde. I'm just like, why does everybody just say that?
Because the plan, I'm not going to get into that. I'm not going to get into that. I tried it because you ask questions and we're trying to give you the answers, but you just that's not the answers you want to hear.
You're like, no.
It just doesn't make sense to me.
That's understandable. Fair enough. I think we'll go with that.
Are you superstitious at all?
Yeah, definitely.
You take off your shoes when you walk when you get in the house?
If I'm at an Asian friend's household, yes, definitely. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Black hats?
Yeah, don't like black hats at all.
Ladders?
Really? What?
Stairs? What are they?
Ladders? Oh, yeah, I don't like walk in ladders. slackers? Super superstitious about slackers.
I don't know about the slackers.
They're bad luck.
Would you ride with the red pen?
Ooh, what is
I've never
that?
Heard that one. Yeah, explain that.
They say
to
it's
me.
Bad luck to write with the red
with
pen.
With the red pen?
Mm-hmm. What? I need to do my corrections.
I don't know if I have a red pen, but I won't use it if I do.
Well, she apparently has one for her corrections.
Yeah, does she need that?
What corrections?
When she tweets, she writes out her tweet and she's like, oh.
If it looks good on paper, I tweet it.
Wait, that's too depressing. Scratch that out. Where's my red pen?
Grammarly.
Workshopping your tweets.
She's a writer. She's definitely a writer.
Really with a red pen.
I don't think people know that you started with Homegrown Radio through writing before Essentials, right?
Yeah, way then. It's a long story. It's another another day.
I know. When are we going to interview just you?
It's not. Let's not get into that.
Okay. No red pens.
Cracks.
Oh, I guess cracks in the wall.
I was like, you step on cracks.
This sounds like a trick. How do I be very delicate with this answer?
Do you step on cracks?
Oh no, I try not to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, is that bad luck?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh fuck.
Then you're gonna break your mama's back.
Yeah. I feel like I have a bunch of weird ones from my grandma. I can't think of them right now, but she's like crazy superstitious.
My mom would always tell me like I would always see her if she dropped a fork, she would like
you gotta throw salt over your left shoulder
or like she would make a cross on the floor.
That's
the like
thing.
What the
Or the purse on the floor.
Oh, the purse on
my
the floor.
My mom always tells me to put a purse on the floor. Yeah. I'm always like
immediately, right?
She'll pick it up like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm fucking just put it down.
Exactly.
You know what I do when I do all those fuck ups? I sage. That's all I do. I'm like, just go away from me. Any like bad luck that's gonna come. That's how I clean it out.
Sage.
Yeah, or Palo Santo.
Like don't burn no more Palo Santo.
Why? Oh, because I'm about to stack up.
Poor trees.
You're killing the trees.
Didn't go out and do it. They exactly. It's already sold that way.
It's not even.
I'm
like,
just buying it. It's already dead. I'm gonna just let it go to waste. It died for no reason.
You're a funny vegan.
You're a
super interesting vegan.
I'm not a vegan for the environment. I am a vegan so my body can be right.
I respect
obviously,
that.
Obviously, you still have the Palo Santo, but it's not actual Palo Santo. It's just wood at that point. Palo Santo is like blessed by the people that know how to do the ritual. Mm-hmm. So those people who are selling the Palo Santo, they're just doing it for profit.
All of the people?
So you're not
all
real,
Palo Santo?
He's saying.
I got to do more research.
She's saying you're
preach.
Fake.
Tell him, Mike.
Just kidding. Because if that's true, then that's a whole different situation. Yeah. Where'd you see this? Don't say Instagram.
He's true to his roots.
Oh, I don't know about this source right here.
No, come on. That's where everybody gets their news. It was on the Story Explore page.
Yeah.
You know how
it was trending?
Have articles? Yeah.
It was trending.
It was.
Palo Santo? Hashtag?
It was. It was some random trending topic sometimes.
I'm about to get a bunch of Palo Santo.
I wouldn't doubt it, though.
Yeah.
I believe you, Michael.
Aww.
I mean, you're killing a tree anyway, so that should be enough right there.
You be killing trees all the time. We be smoking trees, we be rolling trees.
That's a tree.
All of a sudden,
They're actually plants.
You drink your drinks with straws. You be ordering straws, don't you, Mike?
No, I got glass straws at home. Oh my God. Okay. Gotta save the turtles, bro.
That's crazy.
Aww, the turtles.
I love turtles.
Do you?
No. Jason, every artist that comes through, we like to ask them two specific questions. The first one is called the Music Baby. So if you could throw in some artists into the studio and have them create a music baby,
yeah.
What artists would you throw into the studio?
Dead or alive.
Like Stevie Wonder and Young Thug. Like
what?
That's
what?
Like,
no.
That's
wait,
like,
wait,
like
that's what?
Yeah, Stevie Wonder
that
and Young
Thug. That
could
still happen.
Yeah.
I could see it happening.
Yeah. Cool.
Remember we got the Barbra Streisand and
Blueface.
Oh, that's a hit right there.
Yeah. I like that.
I think hasn't Young Thug worked with like Elton John or something?
I think
that?
So. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I think so. I'm not a big happening. Elton fan, but I support the collaboration. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's just like straight out of like just a different universe.
Yeah,
like the simulation is glitching, right?
Exactly, exactly. I'm here for it, though.
Yeah, stuff like that is crazy. But just them, them two, just Young Thug and Steve.
Them produced by Mark Ronson.
Oh wow!
See that could
Young
actually
Thug.
Happen.
Yeah, that, I think that'd be a beautiful song.
Huh.
I love Mark Ronson.
Right? Yeah, man,
that's the guy. I feel like you would be making music with Mark for sure.
I would love to, man. I just fangirl though. I don't know if I sat in a room with him, I'd be so weird.
Sheesh.
Really?
Just, like, ask so many weird questions.
Huh. That's good, though.
I guess, yeah.
You'll be remembered.
Yeah.
Yeah, this dude was asking me some weird
fuck
questions.
That guy. Fastest restraining order I've ever gotten.
Shit. That's funny. But the second question.
Okay.
If you can, I guess, if you meet somebody for the first time and they never heard your music, what would you show them and what would the environment be?
I'd probably show them at my place. I think that's a good representation of what I do, the most recent one. Environment, what do you mean? Like where would we do this?
Where would you want them to listen to this? Like for the fullest experience of
so
the song.
I mean, this is super corny, but like at my place, I like record every like I have like my whole setup at my apartment, and so I think that would like give you the most context
in,
of like
in the studio.
Yeah, yeah,
okay,
just like
dope. Or in your studio,
yeah,
in
my
space,
in at my place.
Is it clean?
Place.
Is it like a party next door? Like
like if I know you're coming over, yeah, absolutely, oh, okay. Sure, it'll be clean. No worries, an hour.
In an hour?
Yeah,
that's not bad.
Yeah,
yet.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. But yeah, that's dope. Yeah, that's so do you have like a party next door type setup, you know, just like mic?
Ooh, with the lights?
Nice. I need light. I need better lights. I want the lights in there. I got a nice carpet that is inspiring, so
nice.
You know,
I'd like
I go
to see
with
this
that.
Carpet. Do you have a picture?
I don't have a picture of the carpet. No. Oh, I'm glad you asked. Yeah,
I want to be
here. I got it on my screensaver.
Carpet
you
album.
You said it's inspiring. I want to be inspired.
I want to see this carpet. Do you have a picture of this carpet?
Oh, like your questions. Little intrusive, but I like your questions.
Poor carpet.
All right. Shout out to the carpet one time.
He said
where
it's inspiring.
Can people find you on social media?
You can find me at DAEZHEN on Instagram, Twitter, whatever else.
Ooh.
Yeah, MySpace, nice. Friendster.
Friendster.
ChristianMingle.com.
You're Christian? Yeah.
No.
Oh,
no.
Just for the honeys?
Jewish. Yeah.
You're Jewish?
Yeah. No, I'm not Jewish.
Liz is just shouting out religions.
I'm spiritual.
I saw a tweet that said every religion has a different God, but how come Satan stays the same in all religions?
That's interesting. That's a good question.
It is a good question.
Never
like,
thought
there's so
about
many different gods, but it's all the same devil.
One
like,
devil.
It's weird. But yeah. Freaking Satan. In the words of Liz.
That's what I'm saying.
Any shout outs?
No, listen to my music.
Yes.
That's it.
Shout out to Maynard.
Shout out to Maynard for putting this together.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you guys. Nah, so low key. So low key.
And next time can we please hear this reggaeton song?
Yeah, yeah, I'll make sure it's ready for your birthday.
And bring your carpet.
Bring your carpet.
You know what? I'll take pictures of it. I can do that.